The expansive framing of the Grand Canal seen from the south with the Rialto Bridge offers a glimpse of the numerous buildings and vessels that thronged Venice's commercial district under a bright sky. Canaletto immortalized the most famous places in Venice using a portable camera obscura that allowed artists to go directly to the place to be depicted and project various sections of the view on sheets of paper. The different parts were then joined together in a preparatory study of the whole for the final painting, also on paper, before being transposed onto canvas or other media. The use of the camera obscura was therefore only preparatory, since the artist completed his work in the studio, assembling various sketches in his views, and was never purely imitative. Just like an architect, he projects the image in sections before assembling them in spectacular compositions, enlivened by the reflections of the water of the canals and the teeming crowd. The lagoon city is presented as it must have appeared in the imagination of the era, especially that of foreign travellers. The central feature is the contemporary city, no longer just a simple background or context, but the primary subject. It is investigated by Canaletto with a visionary approach, the optical and topographical truth of which, the outcome of a highly meticulous montage, is freely ignored or manipulated to meet the artistic needs of his gaze and his imagination. At the same time, with an almost scientific approach to reality, influenced by the climate of the Enlightenment, Canaletto achieved lively depictions by experimenting with the results of illumination by the sun, with a warm midday light, or with evocative chiaroscuro effects. The artist would replicate views of the same places several times for his clients, changing certain details and varying the width of the framing.